I kept glancing sidelong at him, trying to read his mind, more and more convinced that it was he who was the murderer. Still, I lacked the courage to ask. "Tell me all you know," he said. I related what little I could, from the discovery of Mr. Hollibrass's body to Captain Jaggery's accusation. My words made him even more thoughtful.
"Charlotte," he said finally, "that dirk. Did you tell anyone else you had it?"
I cast my mind back. "Shortly after you gave the blade to me," I recalled, "I wanted to give it back, remember? Zachariah, when you refused to take it, I offered it to the captain." He turned around sharply.
"But why?"
"I was afraid of it, and you."
"Still?"
"No, but then I was."
"Did you tell him where you got it?"
I shook my head.
"It's not like him to let the matter go at that. He must have demanded an answer."
"He did."
"And?"
"I made one up."
"Did he believe it?"
"I thought so."
"What followed?"
"He said I should keep it, place it under my mattress."
"And did you?"
"Yes."
"Did anyone else know you had it?"
I thought hard. "Dillingham."
"What about him?"
"When I was going to give it back to you. I was holding it in my hand. Dillingham saw it. I knew he did."
"And if he told others," Zachariah mused out loud, "then there's not a soul aboard who could not know of it."
The moment he said it, I knew he was right. And I remembered something else. Zachariah also told me to put it under my mattress. I glanced around and caught him stealing a sidelong look at me. "Zachariah, I didn't kill Hollybrass. I was aloft when it happened. And when I went aloft, it was the captain who gave me a knife to use. I didn't even have one."
"What happened to that one he gave you?"
"I lost it." He grunted, neither yes nor no. Once more I could taste my accusation of him on my tongue. Even as I thought it, the candle gutted and went out. The darkness seemed to swallow my ability to talk. But Zachariah talked, a sudden and surprising torrent. Dark tales about each member of the crew. Every jack of them, he claimed, had run afoul of the law at some time or other. Not mere snitch thieves or cut purses either. Some were true felons.